Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
So, what do you think?
You must have heard that astronomers identified a megastar cradle today. I believe it could help solve the long-standing conundrum.
What do you think about this?
What is it?
It's a wallet. I made it for my dad.
Huh.
My mom gave me a bejeweler, and it's so cool.
Huh?
I can just glue these fun fake jewels onto anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy, and look how pretty it is.
Yes, and so impossibly difficult to misplace, or to put in one's pocket without lacerating one's posterior.
Exactly. I want to show Katrina. Is she around?
Oh, she's teaching today.
Really? Where?
Odyssey Middle School. One of their history teachers is ill, and Katrina graciously agreed to fill the position.
Fun.
Oh, she's quite the expert in history. You should hear her recite the Magna Carta. It's a deeply moving experience. Her students are in for a treat.
In conclusion, I found that Andrew Jackson was more than the 7th president of the United States. He was a brave soldier, an intelligent businessman, and a hero to his country. Thank you.
Very nicely done, Ryan. Your delivery was inspirational and informative.
Thank you, Mrs. Meltzner.
Our next presenter is Brad Rowell. Brad?
Hi, I'm Grover. I'm talking about Grover. Grover Cleveland. He's the 20th president. Wait, not the 20th.
Class, pay attention.
I meant 22nd. And 24th. He was president twice. Okay, Clover Cleveland.
Sounds like the name of a cemetery.
What did I say?
Carry on, Brad. You'll be fine.
Oh, brother.
Watch where you're going, Ryan.
Sorry, Valerie.
Can you believe that lame class?
Actually, I like history.
Including Brad talking about Clover Cleveland? How is a guy who's so good in front of a huge crowd on the basketball court so horrible in front of our history class?
Well, we can't all be good at everything.
Ugh, that guy needs a speaking coach. Of course, you and I didn't do him any favors.
What are you talking about?
He had to do his report after us. We're by far the two best speakers.
Well, maybe he needs a little bit of help, that's all.
He needs a lot of help. But I don't know who'd give it to him.
Well, I need to head back to class. See you around.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Excuse me, Mrs. Meltzner?
Ryan, did you forget something?
Actually, I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
You said we'd be working in pairs for our next presentation?
That's right. The video presentation's about events in World War I.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering if you'd pair me up with Brad.
Oh?
I thought maybe I could help him.
That's very considerate. I'll announce the pairings tomorrow.
Great. Hey, do you mind if I tell Brad now?
I don't see why not.
Cummins, you get over here right now. I have a chicken fried steak calling your name.
Thanks, Mrs. Gretzky. I'll get it in a minute. Have you seen Brad Rao?
I think he's eating outside by the bleachers.
Alone?
What am I, his social coordinator? He was with a bunch of kids talking about that Valerie girl who's too good for tater tots.
Oh, I need to talk to him alone.
Owes you money, does it?
No, it's about a school project.
Mm-hmm.
See ya.
You really should eat. You need nourishment or you'll end up with those white spots on your fingers.
Oh, here they come. Excuse me.
Ow.
Make way.
Ryan, what are you doing?
Nothing. I'm just, waiting.
Behind the vending machines?
Yeah, I didn't have time to dive under the table.
Makes perfect sense. The school's getting weirder all the time.
Wait up a minute. I want to get a soda.
Finish your story, Brad.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
Then Ryan wraps up his history report by getting all dramatic when he says the man's name.
Andrew Jackson.
Like he's doing Shakespeare. I'm thinking, come on, Ryan, seriously? Ooh, maybe your mommy will buy you Andrew Jackson action figures for Christmas. Then you can reenact your boring Andrew Jackson stories over and over again. There is seriously something wrong with a kid who knows that much about a dead guy.
Yeah.
Ryan needs a life. So much for helping you out, Brad Rao.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Katrina.
Ah!
Katrina, your hair.
I had it cut after school. What do you think?
It's unexpected.
I needed a change, a new look, and something less time-consuming to style in the morning. We talked about this, remember?
Yes, though I must admit I didn't expect such a drastic, such a charming change.
So, are you enjoying substitute teaching again?
Very much. I've taken on a history class for now.
Is that how you plan to wear your hair from now on?
Is something wrong with it?
Oh, no, of course not. But I might point out, though, that there's nothing historical about it.
Pardon me?
I merely thought that since you're teaching a history class, you might cut it more conventionally and less trendily.
Do you want me to wear a powdered wig?
That would be ridiculous, but, you know, actually...
What exactly are you saying about my hair, Eugene? Don't you like it?
Oh, of course I like it. I love your new hairstyle because it's on you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I should get home and start grading papers.
A fine idea. I myself shall be home shortly. Farewell.
Bye. Bye, Whit.
Bye, Katrina. You don't like her haircut, do you?
It makes her look like a Q-tip. What do you think?
Oh, I think it looks very nice, but what I think isn't important. If you don't like it, you should tell her.
Well, perhaps it'll grow on me. Or perhaps it'll grow on her. Down to the length that it was.
Unless she gets it cut again before then.
What?
How she might do that since you told her you like the style.
Indeed.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Ryan. I've already posted the teams and assignments. It's too late to change the pairings.
Rats.
Yesterday you asked specifically to be Brad's partner. What happened?
I changed my mind.
Well, I'm afraid you'll just have to make the best of it.
All right. Thanks anyway, Mrs. Meltzner. Nice haircut, by the way.
Thank you.
Hey, Ryan!
Oh!
Hey, Brad. Did you see? We're partners on the World War I project.
Yeah, I know. I can hardly wait.
Thanks for helping me grade these tests, Eugene.
My pleasure, Katrina.
I received a few compliments on my hair today.
You did? I mean, of course you did. I'm not surprised because it looks so cute.
I don't think I've ever heard you use the word cute before.
Oh, well, I'll get it.
Sorry to drop in, but I was so excited I couldn't wait. I have a surprise for you, Eugene.
For me? Well, I'm touched.
Ta-da!
Oh.
Oh?
It's your very own bejeweled wallet. You like the wallet I made for my dad so much, I thought I'd make you one of your own.
Wow. That's something.
I made it more masculine, too, by using blue and green jewels. I think it turned out great, don't you?
Mm. Wow, Connie, you really have an eye for design. This is amazing. It's certainly not something you'd find at your average department store.
Yeah.
A Connie Kendall original.
Shiny.
I like to think of it as shimmery.
Ooh.
Oh. Well, thank you, Miss Kendall, very much indeed.
Do you like it?
My eyes are still adjusting.
Go ahead.
With what?
Put it in your pocket. See how it fits.
Oh, of course. It's a bit of a tight squeeze. Oh, pity I don't think I'll be able to use it.
Sure you can. You just have to push it down.
Oh!
There.
Oh, perfect. Yes. Oh, goody.
Thank you.
You can do it, Brad. Just read the cue cards. Ready? Take 6.
Can't you do the speaking stuff? Let me run the camera.
I've already done my part, and the assignment sheet says that the on-camera speaking has to include both of us.
Fine.
And we're rolling.
On June 14th, 1928, Franz Anand, the heir to Australia, was assassinated while at lunch on the way to his carriage. That wasn't right, was it?
No. I don't understand what the problem is.
It's just that...
What?
Promise you won't tell.
Tell what?
Promise.
Okay, I promise. I won't say anything.
Well, whenever I give a speech in front of the class, the only person I see is Valerie.
Yeah, that's enough to throw anyone off.
Yeah, she's great, isn't she?
Great.
I really like Valerie. I mean, like her. So, I get nervous and say the dumbest stuff when she's around. When I gave my speech last week, I fumbled over my words because her long eyelashes kept fluttering at me. Like basketball nets do when you shoot a swish through them.
Her eyelashes swish?
Every time she blinks.
Valerie. The same Valerie I know? But she's so...
Spunky!
Yeah, spunky like a pit bull. But she's not here, so why are you nervous now?
I know it doesn't make sense, but I know she's gonna watch this. She's gonna sit there in her chair, batting her long eyelashes. It's like I'm in front of the class. I can't help myself. I can't believe I told you. I've never felt this way about a girl. I'd be humiliated if she ever found out.
Okay, try this. Clear Valerie out of your mind. She's sick that day. Think of your grandma instead.
My grandma lost her eyelashes in a broiler incident.
Perfect. Don't look at the camera. Look right next to me. It's your grandma, smiling and listening and thinking you're doing a great job.
Got it.
And here's grandma. Rolling.
On June 28th, 1914, Franz Ferdinand, the heir to the Austrian throne, was assassinated while in his carriage on his way to lunch. Today, we believe that murder was...
Oh, this bejeweling stuff is kind of addicting. I worked on these things half the night.
Oh, yes, I can see how you would be caught up in the excitement. What are they?
Well, this is a laptop case, and a vest, and a pair of socks. See? They all match.
Well, I can only imagine the response of the fortunate person who will be receiving them.
You're that person! They're all for you!
What? I mean, no, you can't. I mean, you shouldn't have, really.
Oh, it's no big deal. Try them on. Let's see how they look.
Miss Kendall, although I appreciate the thought, and it's obvious you spent a long time doing this for me.
6 hours.
6 hours?
Till 2 a.m. But you're worth it, Eugene. You're a good friend.
But you see, the thing is, I... Thank you.
You're welcome. Here, let me help you with the vest. Now the other arm. Oh, wow! That really makes a statement.
Rather loudly, I suspect.
Hi, Connie. Hi. Whoa. Eugene, that's shiny.
Shimmery.
You look like one of those guys who repairs the highway at night.
They wear fluorescent yellow, not jewels.
Is Brad here? We're supposed to work on our history project together.
I believe he's just there in the library.
Thanks.
A guy who repairs the highway at night.
Oh, Ryan's just jealous.
Oh, hi. I didn't know we had an audience, Brad.
An audience?
To work on our project, remember?
Hi, Ryan.
Valerie?
Did you bring your Franz Ferdinand action figures?
What?
Forget it. Are you ready to edit the video?
Well, I was, but obviously you're busy with your new friend Valerie and her pals.
Actually, Brad and I have been friends for a long time.
Oh, my mistake. Anyway, I can edit the video myself.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Thanks.
See ya.
See ya, friends.
Yeah. Just wait and see how I can edit it. Try to be a nice guy, and what do you get? Double-crossed by Brad Backstabber.
I really like Valerie. I mean, like her. So,
I get nervous and say the dumbest stuff when she's around. When I get
to... Yeah, I don't need that.
I can't believe I told you. I never felt this way about a girl. I'd be humiliated if she ever found out.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'd be humiliated if she ever found out.
Maybe a little humiliation would do you some good, Mr. Backstabber.
Hey, Ryan. Did you finish the video?
Yep.
How'd it come out?
Pretty well. I gave it to Mrs. Meltzner. I told her to show it first. That's how proud I am of our project.
Thanks for doing all that work.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
And, I wanted to explain something to you. I know it was weird when you came into the library at Wits End the other day.
Weird? What could be weird about it?
Well, you know I'm pretty horrible at all this public speaking stuff, but you always do so great. So after our last speeches, where we talked about the presidents, I was really embarrassed about how I did, and, I made fun of you to some of the other kids.
Oh?
I felt really bad about it afterward. Anyway, they brought it up again yesterday. That's what was going on when you walked in.
Oh, I see.
It's my fault because I started it in the first place, and I'm sorry. I told the guys after you left how great you've been to work with. I couldn't have done this project without you. I really appreciate it.
Sure. No problem.
Hey, my parents are throwing a birthday party for me this weekend. They're renting out the laser tag place. I'd really like you to come.
Well, that would be fun. But look, I really need to talk to Mrs. Meltzner for a minute.
I think you're too late.
Settle down, everyone. We have a lot to get done today. So let's get started on our World War I presentations. We'll begin with Brad and Ryan, who researched...
Mrs. Meltzner, ours isn't done yet.
It's not?
It's right here, Ryan. I'm starting with it like you asked.
But I just remembered something that needs extra work. So if we could have an extension...
Sorry, it's due today.
Can I talk to you about it for a minute?
Don't worry about him, Mrs. Meltzner. He's just nervous because he had me for a partner.
No, it's not that at all.
I'm sure it's fine, Ryan. Let's watch it and see how you did.
But I really think
Quiet,
that...
Quiet, please.
World War I. A war of deception, cruelty... and double-crossing. Just when you think you know a country, you try to help them out, and what do? Backstab. But right and love always prevails.
I really like Valerie. I mean, like her. So, I get nervous and say the dumbest stuff when she's around. When I gave my speech last week, I fumbled over my words because her long eyelashes kept fluttering at me. Like...
What is this? I assume there's been a mistake, Ryan?
It was an outtake reel, kinda.
Great outtake. Hey, Valerie, bat those eyelashes for us.
I could sue for this, you know.
Look, it was a mistake.
Okay, let's move on to the next report.
I have to go.
Brad?
Brad, wait! Oh, boy.
Let me get this straight. You started out being nice because you thought Brad needed your help at school.
Yeah, I guess I felt bad for him.
So, you were being kind.
Well, that's good, right? You talk about that around here all the time.
True, though there's the be kind to someone because you expect him to be kind in return version, and the be kind to someone even if he's not kind in return version.
No offense, Mr. Whitaker, but nobody does the second version.
Well, actually, Christians are expected to do it that way. It's what Jesus did, and he told us to follow his example. Remember what he said in the Sermon on the Mount? It's easy to be kind to those who are kind to us, but we're to be kind even to our enemies.
Well, that's great, because now I have an enemy in Brad.
Well, don't be too sure. You should talk to him first. And try that other thing Jesus talked about, asking for forgiveness.
There's no way he'll want to talk to me after what I did.
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
What makes you think so?
Because he's waiting for you in the library.
What? He is?
He was looking for you while you were looking for him. Go on in.
Okay. Brad?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
We need to talk.
Yeah, I know. Look, Brad, I'm really sorry. I actually heard you making fun of me to the other kids. Anyway, I was mad and...
Yeah, I figured. I just need to know one thing.
What?
Are you coming this weekend to my party? I need a tally for the laser tag reservation.
What? Really?
Listen, I was pretty angry about what you did. But I figured I made fun of you and you got back at me. Either of those things should have happened.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have just talked with you about it to begin with. So you'll forgive me?
Done and over with. Besides, the whole thing turned out okay.
It did?
Yeah. Valerie was kind of flattered when she heard what I said on the video, so she told me I could meet her here after school sometime and buy her an ice cream.
Really? She has great eyelashes, I hear.
Mr. Whitaker, has Connie arrived yet?
No. Are you expecting her?
Yes, though I need some time for preparation.
Preparation? For what?
I'm returning her gifts.
Why?
Because they make me look like a walking disco ball. Katrina actually convinced me to wear the vest out to dinner last night, and four people thought I'd stolen it from an Elvis impersonator. I simply must tell her the truth.
Well, that's always a good policy. With diplomacy, of course.
Diplomacy, yes. Well, about that.
Ah, here's Connie now. And with your wife.
Both of them.
Maybe you should start a full-time bejeweling business.
Yeah, I can call it Creations by Connie. Eugene could be my male model. Right, Eugene?
Yes, well, before you book the photographer, I have something I must say.
Go ahead, Eugene.
Miss Kendall, while there may be men who look stylish in bejeweled fashion wear, although I personally don't know any, nor could I conceive of such a person, I, on the other hand, look extraordinarily unattractive in it. Therefore, I must return these items to your personal care. Perhaps you can donate them to a needy lounge singer.
Really? You don't want them?
Alas, no.
Why didn't you tell me this in the first place?
Well, because I didn't want to be unkind. And if I had been, then I will happily apologize and do whatever I must to make amends.
Oh, calm down, Eugene. I knew.
You knew what exactly?
I knew that you hated everything I made for you.
Why would you ask me to wear all this if you knew?
I was waiting to see how long it would take you to admit your true feelings.
You mean this was an experiment?
It was a lesson, Eugene.
Huh?
Lately, you've been holding back about your real feelings at home and here at work. So, Connie and I concocted this little lesson.
A lesson? Mr. Whitaker,
don't look at me. I had nothing to do with this.
We wanted to push you to find the balance between being nice and being honest, like you didn't do with your opinion about my haircut.
You know? But I was attempting to be kind.
Of course, but it wouldn't have been unkind for you to say that you liked my hair longer.
Just like you could have said that bejeweled fashion wear isn't your style.
Very well.
Is there anything you want to add, Whit? You've been standing there quietly with a silly grin on your face.
Well, only that I think you three should compare notes with Ryan and Brad in the library. There seems to be a theme going on here.
Isn't there always?
I suppose there is, which is one of the reasons I love working at this place.
Today's episode showed us a few situations where being kind seemed downright complicated. But I hope you saw that at the heart of it, being kind sometimes takes work and practice to get right. And like so many things in life, it's good to take time to pray each day that God will help us to know how to behave the way He wants us to, especially when it's a tough thing to do. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. You're Too Kind was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Bob Hoos, with sound design by Christopher Deal. Our executive producer is Dave Arnold. Our cast included Adam Wiley as Ryan, Justin Prentice as Brad, Audrey Wesolewski is Katrina, and Will Ryan is Eugene, along with Tanji Ambrose, Katie Lee, Polly Rojas, and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.